Hello, and welcome back to the Arty Friends podcast. This is Allison.
And this is Kara. Guys, today we're starting off the episode with some bittersweet news. I am leaving the podcast at the end of the month, which is so bittersweet. And when we started this, I never, ever imagined this moment. So I'm going to explain everything, how I came to this decision, what's going on, what the podcast is going to look like at the end of the month. But yes, we're starting this episode off with a banger, with a really big drop for you guys.
And the reason we're announcing it on this episode is because it's officially 5 years of the Arty Friends podcast. So we felt like if there was an episode to reminisce and look back on all of the positives from 264 episodes, 264 public episodes, and at least 50 Patreon episodes, that this was the time to do it.
Wow, that is so crazy when you say that number. I'm like, wait, that we've done so many. But yes, you're so right. Happy 5 year anniversary to the Arty Friends podcast. And yeah, if you guys are in the Patreon, we kind of talked a little bit about this, but I'm turning 30 next month. And with that, if you guys have hit a milestone birthday, you know that you really reflect on your life and you think about all the things that you're doing and all the things that you still get to do. And you have to come to a crossroads. And I think this was maybe 4 months ago. I was just sitting down. I'm like, there's so many things I still want to do. And with everything that I want to add to my plate, I did have to sit down and be like, can I still handle everything? Are there some things that I have to let go of to do these other things? Because we're only human. We can only do so many things in a day before we get stretched thin. And then if I added more things without sitting down and seeing what I needed to let go of, then I'm just spreading myself thin. I'm not bringing my full self to future things, or I'm just doing everything half-ass. So this happened, yeah, maybe 4 months ago. I sat down, I'm like, I want to do everything, but I can't. That's not how life works. You can't do everything. And that's something that we preach in the podcast. And if we're going to preach it, we have to also walk it. We have to also do it. So yeah, just reflecting on my goals for 2026 and what I want to progress in my career with travel and doing my producing stuff and maybe having my own travel blog and things like that. It just became clear that sadly my priorities have shifted and it was not fun to sit down and think about what I needed to let go of. But yeah, and like, I guess there wasn't really one big moment where I was like, okay, I need to let go of the podcast, focus on these other things, but more of just like a quiet knowing as I was getting closer to turning 30 that I did need to reevaluate kind of everything and just see in all the areas of my life, what is requiring more attention and what are the areas where I need to let go of some of the things. Even though I love this, I love doing the podcast. I love Allison. I love hanging out with you every week, catching up. I love our dynamic, our banter. And it sucks because I feel like I could just stay on the podcast for another 2, 3, 4 years. But then I was reading a lot of things like, you're never going to be ready to let go of something. Like, there's never going to be a time where you are ready to step away from something. And you just kind of have to sometimes leave things when they're good to go on and do other good things. So that's kind of where I'm at. And it's, again, very bittersweet. So now we're coining this month, Farewell February. I will do 4 more episodes. So this being one of the 4 for the month of February. And then I will pass the torch to Allison to continue the Arty Friends mission.
Well, first of all, I want to say I'm proud of you for reflecting on what you wanted to keep in your life and what you needed to let go of. And I hope you know, and anyone listening knows, that I would never have hard feelings about this. I support you 100%. There is no beef happening between Kara and I. Like, I'm happy for her. I want you to do all of the things on your goal list and in your personal life and your professional life. And we have given this podcast a lot. 5 years is a really long time to do anything, whether it's a job or a hobby. We have shown up every single week for 264 weeks in a row. And I can't say that about many other things in my life. And when I was even thinking about this with when you came to me at the very end of November, early December, like that was, you know, a time at the end of the year as baby boy was coming to, just a lot of reflecting, going inward on what my life would look like going forward in 2026 as a new mom. So absolutely respect your decision and I'm happy for you. And I think no matter what, whether we continued or didn't continue, like we have given this such a good go and we've covered so many topics. Like the fact that we have written outlines, scheduled time to record, recorded these episodes, edited them, published them, 264 conversations. I mean, I guess we could just say over 300 because of the Patreon episodes as well. Like we put some reps in.
Oh, absolutely. It's so fun, which one of my talking points for a five-year reflection for later in the episode is going to be, if you guys want to start a podcast, do it. It's literally the most rewarding thing ever. It gives you so much confidence, so much knowledge. It's an experience in my life that I will never, ever, ever regret. It's like one of the most rewarding things I've ever done. And yeah, just has given me this confidence and this voice that I don't think I would have had we not started Already Friends. So yeah, like Allison said, there's no bad blood, there's no beef, like truly leaving this with such a high, which again is hard because it's hard to leave things when it's going good. But it's funny because I think about, this is silly, but I think about like The Office. When The Office was ending, everyone's like, why is The Office ending? Like, this is the best, they're peaking, like this is the best it's doing, the show's amazing, everyone loves it. But it's like sometimes leaving on a high, I don't know. I feel like then everyone else is that everyone that left that show, their career flourished and like they got to do other things. And if they had just stayed, you know, in something that was going amazing, you never know. So that's what I keep thinking of. And yeah, I don't want to drag it on too long, so I can end there. But I just wanted to give you guys a heads up, enough heads up with the process. And yeah, we'll have the rest of February with me here.
Yeah. And to give you guys a little peek behind the scenes as to the timing, we were trying to decide like, how much is enough time to let you guys know? Because if you're a weekly listener and you've been with us since the beginning, like this is a big part of your lives. I mean, maybe that's giving us too much credit, but maybe it's something you look forward to each week. And obviously, Already Friends is not the same without Kara. Like we are 50-50. This is our show. And so we know that there are people who are going to be like really caught off guard or sad. And well, I'm sure there will be people who are so happy for you, like definitely some people who will be bummed. And that's a good thing because you've given the show so much. And so it was like, on one hand, how early do we announce this? And then on the other hand, we didn't just want to be like, oh, last episode, bye, Kara. And so it was challenging to figure out like, what is the sweet spot of that?
Yeah, or I didn't want to announce it too soon because then I'd be like, okay, is this girl ever leaving? Like we've been talking about her leaving for 3 months. When is she going? But it was finding what wouldn't be too short, wouldn't be too long. So we figured a month heads up was hopefully the sweet spot where you guys can still enjoy a few more episodes with us together, but it's not feeling like the forever non-ending goodbye tour. So yes, that's why we have chosen this timing. And then hopefully it'll give us enough time to transition. Allison's going to make a new cover photo for the podcast. We got to do some swaps behind the scenes with branding and stuff. But yeah.
Yeah, that part I would say is like what's making me nervous because there's there's like different chunks of this. First, it was like processing you telling me. And then like literally 10 days later, Hayes was born. So then like I didn't think about it. We did our throwback episodes for Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. And then we came back January. I had family in town for 53 of the last 60 days. So there just hasn't been a lot of time to dedicate to thinking about the show after Kara. And I had to, in between all of these life events, like journal on like, okay, reality number one, Kara steps away and I take the show solo. Reality number two, I could find another co-host if I wanted to, I guess. Reality three, maybe we don't do the public show and we just do Patreon. Reality four, maybe we both step away and wrap it up in a bow and, you know, celebrate what we both accomplished together and I step back too. And as a Libra, we are known for being very indecisive. So I like have these different options of what I could do, but there's no rule book for this. And it's our show, us together. And so that made it very different than other projects I've started. Like with my store, 1404 Collective, when we opened the store, we had three co-owners. And then after the first year, two of the other co-owners, they stepped away and I bought them out. And with a business like that, so there was somewhat front-facing, but you hire other people, where as a podcast with two people talking, we are the face of the brand. That is the whole business, is Kara and I talking. So it feels very different and like a hole in my heart to do the show without Kara. So I was sitting with, is this an opportunity to also step back? Now I'm a new mom, I'm living in a new country. Is this just a natural ending? And I'm still thinking about that possibility. Or is this an invitation to do a slight rebrand, figure out, like, when we started the show, we were both in our mid-20s, which is very different than who we are today. Like, is this just a natural time to give it a little revamp? And I think there's worlds where both of those do make a lot of sense, you know, pros and cons to both sides, where those realities play out. And I'm sitting with both of them. But I do love the show so much, and I definitely didn't foresee it not being a part of my life in 2026 or years onward. And I think there's been times over the last 5 years where Kara and I, we would either, like when Kara got married or when I was moving or when Clay and I were on a break, where we would kind of pass the torch back and forth, where one of us would have a lot of work projects going on, or when I was opening 1404, or we had family stuff, where we would ebb and flow and maybe one person would do a little bit more and we'd help each other out. So even when I could tell, like, you had a super busy October, November, you know, like, we'd been through waves like that where one of us got busier and couldn't do as much. So I didn't necessarily want to assume that that meant that you wanted to step away. And not that that's good or bad or anything. I just, going forward, I don't know. I don't know what Already Friends is like without you. Like, we came up with every aspect of the podcast together, the name, the segments, the flow of catching up and then sharing peaks, and then the episode, or what would your bestie do, the branding, group trips. Like, that's all been us. And it feels, yeah, I don't know, confusing maybe is the right word.
Well, you're sweet. Thank you. But now I think the why is so strong. And I think we both did a really good job of being very adamant about what the why was from the start. And it's just having real conversations, talking about things that interest us, but also helps us and the listeners. So I can totally see you crushing it with or without me. And I'll be cheering you on from the side with whatever way, route, method you choose to do going forward. And yeah, I mean, like I said, there's so much, like, sadness, I guess, with leaving, but also just so much happiness of celebrating doing this for 5 years. I think we're in the, I think it's like 0.5% or 0.5%. It's like very small people make it this far with a podcast, let alone get as much of a reach as we have as many downloads, have as many people share that we're in their Spotify Wrapped. Like, we've hit so many major milestones that a lot of podcasts never hit. So there's so much to be proud of. I'm so proud of us. We've really done a great job of bringing quality episodes, doing things right. If we're halfway through an episode and it sounds like garbage, we're not afraid to be like, okay, we got to scratch this and start over. So I feel like we've done a very good job of putting out quality content, and we got rewarded for that. And yeah, like, there's so much to be proud of.
Yeah, 100%. I am really proud of both of us. And I think that's what makes this decision so hard. Probably the same thought process you went through a couple months ago, where on one hand, I'm like, if I were to step away, it's really hard because we have accomplished so much and have a loyal audience all around the world. But then is it also like, well, we accomplished what we set out to do, and when not is like enough, but like, when do we feel like we accomplished the goal and can let it go, I guess. And neither way is wrong or right. And I do very much respect that you are leaving when things are going well, because that preserves our friendships, that preserves the brand of the podcast. Like, we've all seen bigger podcasts with two co-hosts where it did not go well, and there was a bunch of drama, and it's like, whose side are people on? And I'm so glad that that's not what is happening here.
Oh my gosh, that is so true. I didn't even think about that. Like, it could be a catastrophic ending. So I'm very happy that it's not that. Yeah. And we can still, yeah, go out and have this beautiful thing that is still beautiful and not messy and chaotic, because yeah, that would be quite the circumstance.
Absolutely. Because endings are always hard, and ending would be much harder if it was a messy ending.
Yeah. So that's kind of my thought process. And yeah, thank you all for being here with me through this chapter. I'm very grateful for all that we've accomplished. And I'm looking forward to finishing out this month super strong with some really good episodes. And since it is our 5-year anniversary, we thought we would share any favorite moments we have from doing the podcast, anything that's really stuck with us from doing the podcast.
Gosh, so many favorite moments. As a words of affirmation girly, getting positive feedback is probably one of my favorite top, most rewarding parts of having the podcast. Receiving a DM or a message or a review on Apple or Spotify of someone giving us such supportive words, high praise, saying something changed their life or it's exactly what they needed to hear. That makes it so worth it, because sometimes oversharing can come with its drawbacks. I think I've probably had a hard conversation with almost every important person in my life where I've accidentally overshared something on the show in some capacity that someone didn't want me sharing, and I meant no ill intent about it. I was either just sharing a story or something that happened. And I totally recognize that not everyone wants details of their life on the internet, but those supportive messages really help offset some of the harder parts about being vulnerable on the internet.
That's so sweet. I know. I totally agree with you. If we're talking about our favorite things, having the podcast, I agree. The messages that affirm that whatever topic or episode that you covered resonated with people and really helped them. Our advice, if someone messages us that our advice got them through a tough time or through a tough situation, or that people look forward to listening to us every single week. Like, totally agree with you there. Those are what you hope for when this idea is just an idea in your head or written down or texted to you or I before we even bought mics or before we even came up with the name or did the branding. It's like, that's what you hope for in those early stages. And we've gotten so many kind messages, and that has been the fuel to my fire of doing this every single week. And yeah, so if you've ever sent a nice message, thank you so much. We do read them and we do appreciate them very much. And if this is something we've talked about in one of our episodes, but if you ever get a nice message, I like to screenshot them. I haven't done this with all of them, so I need to go back and do this before Farewell February is over. But I need to go and screenshot all the nice messages and put them in a folder that if I'm ever feeling down or feeling like a loser or feeling like what I'm doing is not important or I'm not living with my why, I can go back and see those nice messages and be like, no, I am helping people. I am living with purpose.
That's a really good idea. I need to do that too, because I just screenshot them and they're in my mess of a camera roll.
Yeah.
And I can search podcast and then usually most of them come up because someone will have said that in the message. But yeah, having them all in one folder would be really nice. And I agree. If you've ever sent one, thank you, thank you, thank you. There are times when I'm just even having like a mellow or kind of a lower day and someone sends that and it really does turn my day around.
Yes, they always hit at the right time. So thank you guys so much. Another high for me of the podcast and with this 5 years is all of our amazing guests. We learn so much from the people that we have on. And it's kind of like having your own masterclass of all these different topics from all these different people and so many different walks of life and expertises. Also, we've had amazing partnerships that we've gotten amazing products or got to try things. We have our podcast chairs, one that I'm sitting in right now. That was amazing. A really nice furniture company, Castlery, sent us these from a pitch that we came up with, sent them the vision board, like, look how cool your chairs would look on our set of Already Friends, or Factor Meals. They sponsored us like 5 times, and every single time they've sent us meals, and I'm fed for the month. Like, there's just so many cool partnerships that we've gotten from having the podcast. And I'm very appreciative.
Same when I was reflecting on our sponsors. The first ones that came to mind were the Castlery chairs. If you guys have ever been to 1404 Collective, it's the beige-ish kind of buccal style chair, because I couldn't obviously bring them over to Europe. That would be insane. So they're at the shop now, but at least they're living a good life. And the higher dose sauna blanket, love that thing. Mm-hmm. And then the Newly partnership.
Yes, that one was kind of bad for me because I never ended it. I've just become a paying customer.
3 years later.
I have paid like multiples of what we got paid because I've just never quit it. It was too good of a partnership. I loved it too much. So yes, literally wearing a Newly shirt right now. Hello.
I would be in the same boat if I was still living in the States. When I see things of it like on social media or wherever, I'm like, ah, I want those things. But pros and cons to living abroad. We also got a lot of skincare back in the day. I feel like
Yes. There
was a period where I had so much skincare and beauty products that I didn't even know how to use at all. It lasted me for years to come after that.
Another one, Clearstem was a sponsor, and I love their stuff so much that I've continued to buy it. So again, a good and a bad thing, because now I'm just a loyal customer and I love them so much, because they do anti-aging and acne products, which I have both. Because it's usually like anti-acne is for younger people, but then like anti-aging is for older, but it's like the perfect mix. So I do love their stuff.
I will admit that I'm still using the Proactive
yes.
cleanser. I have it in the shower
it's
right
so
now.
It's so good.
Yes, but it expired like 2 years ago.
Who cares?
I probably shouldn't be using expired skincare, but it's working fine and I like it.
No.
It's a big container.
Why is that one of the best facial cleansers I've used in the last 5 years? Like Proactive is legit and they rebranded and it's clean now.
Yeah. No, I really actually like the product. So at least to summarize all of the sponsor thoughts up, like we've had sponsors that we actually really believed in and really liked
Yes. And
were genuine.
1,000%. So we're very lucky that we're also in a position where we have a successful enough show that we can pick and choose and say no to things. We said no to a plethora of bad opportunities. And we've talked about that on the Patreon of some of these companies that try to sponsor you and they offer a lot of money. And our ethics and our morals, we turn them down because we can't promote things that we don't mess with. If only we were sellouts, we'd be a lot more richer, but we're not.
This is true. It's okay. I'd rather have our integrity.
No, literally.
Well, another thing for me over the years, this one's very personal and very much just I about me, but the accountability has been incredible. Sharing with so many people, saying that I'm going to do something and then being like, fuck, I have to follow through on this. Like Kara said at the beginning, if you guys want to start a podcast, even if no one listens, because you put it out there into the abyss of the world, it really does keep you accountable and disciplined and makes you sit down with either goals or things you want to do or trips you want to take, beliefs, mindset work, being for. My brother and I were sitting at the table talking and he asked me if I had anything that I would change over the last few years. One of the first things that came to mind was that I wish I had taken more business risks and trusted in myself to bring more of my ideas to life. I think it's so easy to second guess ourselves and wonder if you'll fail. But in the times that I've taken the leap of faith, I look back with a lot of pride for my younger self. If you have a business idea that you want to start, I highly encourage you to do so with the help of a partner like Shopify. You can get started with your own design studio with hundreds of ready-to-use templates because Shopify will help you build a beautiful online store that matches your brand style. And if you're worried about getting customers, you don't need to be because Shopify helps you find your customers with easy-to-run email and social media campaigns. Plus, if you get stuck, Shopify is always around to share advice with their award-winning 24/7 customer service. You'll never have to be on this path alone. So it's time to turn those what-ifs into action with Shopify today. Sign up for your $1 per month trial at shopify.com/alreadyfriends. Go to shopify.com/alreadyfriends. That's shopify.com/alreadyfriends. First, to share things going on in your life or things you want to have happen in your life does, I don't know, it really has positively impacted my life over the last 5 years.
Yeah, because you can't go online with our thousands of listeners and say you're going to do something and then not do it. Like they really do. Like not even that whole listeners will hold you kind of like it is so true of like, okay, I can't let these people down. I can't be a liar. And even earlier when I was making my announcement, I'm like, that was something in my reflection. Like we say X, Y, Z, I have to do those things. And it does hold you, especially since we're kind of in the self-help niche and we do a lot of wellness, self-help topics. I also have, it's made me a better person in these areas because I can't say, oh, I get up and journal on my 5-minute journal every morning and I read a quick excerpt. Like if I woke up and didn't do that, I would feel like a piece of shit. Cause it's like, no, that like you can't be
same.
A liar.
Yeah. I think it's really, really good for staying motivated, staying disciplined when I just don't want to do things for myself. And even if no one would know if I was doing them
yeah.
or not, I can't have the guilt residing over me of not following through.
No, absolutely not. I think that's a really good one. I love that you wrote that down. one that I know we both have been very grateful and appreciative of is meeting you guys in real life and also becoming friends with some of you guys. Some of the most rewarding moments has been being out and about wherever, whether that's in Omaha, whether that's at Coachella, and someone running up to you and be like, I listened to the podcast. Like, what a crazy out-of-body experience that is. It's so rewarding. Just because, again, like we're saying, it goes to show that all the stuff that you're putting hours and hours of hard work into, it's being received and people are receiving it well enough to come up to you and tell you that they love your show and what you're doing. So if we're thinking of our five-year reflections and what stands out, it's the times where you guys have found me in real life and come up and said hi. That has been absolutely amazing. And even here in St. Louis, meeting some of you guys and becoming friends. And I'm seeing you at my workout classes and or I'm working with some of you guys. I hire some of you for freelance stuff. Like, there's some of these connections I've made from the podcast where I've been able to form friendships. And that's so beautiful and so special.
And piggybacking off of that one, I've also loved seeing listeners or people that came on our trip or people in our community connect with each other. I try to follow people back that have been really supportive over the years. And I like start to notice the same names either in the Peak of the Week box or in my comment section or whatever. And then I'll see other listeners following each other or even that they met up, or I've seen even people that have taken a trip together. Two gals that came on our group trip, one lives in California and one lives in Omaha. And one time the one that lives in California came to Omaha to visit the Omaha gal and they came into 1404. And I was just like, this is crazy how interconnected everything is. So that really helps emphasize like the brand of the show, like treating people who maybe are internet friends or someone you don't know that well, but having a good heart, treating people well and being inclusive, what you put out comes back.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. So cute. I love that story.
And speaking of intimate relationships formed from the podcast, I think we also have to talk about Patreon because Patreon has been fun over the last couple of years to get some things off of our chest or share some extra drama or gossip that we didn't think we should put out totally in the public eye. It's been very fun. And the listeners that have supported us on Patreon over the years, thank you so much for subscribing and going the extra mile to support us. I've said it before, but having a Patreon page is actually like one of the most imposter syndrome activities of my life because I'm like just mind blown that someone's willing to support me that far and in such an intimate way. So thank you to anyone who's ever subscribed, even if it's for 1 month and you left, like we appreciate it.
Yes. Could not agree more. That's one of the most fun parts of the podcast is knowing that we can be the most unhinged, unfiltered versions of ourselves on there and just share whatever because the paywall does protect us. Even though I will say we sometimes have gotten these random subscribers where I'm like, oh my gosh, I do think this is somebody that we maybe have talked about. So those were kind of jump scare moments, but that's okay. You know, it happens. And
something funny I have to say about that is if you guys ever do want to subscribe to Patreon, even if you change your name somehow, whether it's the email or the PayPal or the credit card, we've had people like sign up under like fake names, but then the system like still has their info in there. And so Kara and I have had some chuckles back and forth of people trying to be sneaky and come into the Patreon, but then their name is listed on their account somehow anyway. And honestly, I think that's more embarrassing than just subscribing under your own name. Like the fact that you tried to hide it and be weird makes it weird. Like just sign up with your name.
It's like double jump scare. No. Yeah, we had one person who we'd never had. There's just like weird, subtle beef we both have with this person. Super subtle. Nothing ever that we talked about. But when they joined our Patreon once, we both had quite the jump scare. But I think they used their name. So shout out to that person. They didn't try to hide it. But yes, we have had some laughs with the Patreon, but it's all in good fun. There's nothing on there that person
It's not like
hear.
Mean girl territory.
No, it's not mean.
Please,
it's just
yeah, guys.
Our side of the story. They can get on their Patreon, share their side of the story too. Like truly, nothing has ever been mean. Like if those episodes had ever actually gone public, I would stand by it. But it is just funny. Yeah, there's some more BTS for you guys is that we do get some, I don't want to say ops or hater because they're not haters, but it's just like, it's just funny.
Yeah. And obviously a $5 paywall is not this massive paywall that this info would never get out there. So we're not saying things that are so egregious or dramatic or gossipy. It's honestly, I feel like half the time it's just me crying. Like, why am I always crying on Patreon? I just feel so comfortable in there. And then we go on some tangent and start talking about something I'm struggling with. And it's like a therapy session. And then all of a sudden I'm crying, like nearly every time. I need to get it together.
It's our cozy corner of the internet. I am going to be sad to be leaving that because I have no other place like that on any type of channels that I have. So yeah, the Patreon's been so much fun. And going back to one of my favorite things is just starting a podcast in general. It's so fun to get to research different topics. If you've at all been itching to start a podcast, this is going to be your sign to do it. Whether you even do, you don't even have to commit to doing it every week. You could just do a season of 8 episodes or 12 episodes and just do it for 12 weeks and try it out. You could do it on YouTube. You don't even actually have to put it on a Spotify or an Apple podcast. You could just post the episodes on YouTube. It's so rewarding, so fun. If you have any questions about it, of course, we have our How to Start a Podcast PDF, which is another fun thing that we've done. We've sold digital products, created digital products. We've sold hundreds, if not thousands, of that PDF. And we do get messages like, I started my podcast. Thank you so much for your help. That's been so rewarding. Yeah, we've basically become experts in podcasting through doing this. So yeah, this is my spiel that if you have any interest at all, I highly recommend starting the podcast because it's definitely changed my life.
Yeah, 100%. And then you have that to look back on. And even if you only do, like Kara said, a season or a monthly episode, I would definitely encourage you, if you're going to start one, to be realistic about the commitment. You can always scale it up, but committing to a weekly episode right off the jump, it is a time and energy investment, I will say. And I think maybe if someone had told Kara and I that from the beginning, I don't know if I would have committed to weekly. I probably would have done bi-weekly. Because there were many times with other projects I had going on that I did feel the strain because we had committed to the weekly show and there's two of us and I never wanted to let Kara down or the audience down, to where some of my other projects I could kind of put off for a couple of days or, you know, pump off the gas a little bit and no one would know. But I do think some of those other projects, I don't want to say took the heat, but maybe didn't get as much love or attention because we had committed to the weekly show and posting on social media and doing the website blog and having the description. But I think there's a way that you could have a podcast without having to go so full send. You don't have to have the website. You don't have to do the social media. And you can still be successful and fulfilled through that. And I'm also kind of reflecting on that too, of like, if I were to continue the show, how much do I have to continue? Do I still need to do a weekly show? Do I do a monthly episode? Do I prioritize the Patreon more? Do I say like scrap the social media and just focus on the podcast channel? Because yeah, if you wanted to just start a podcast, then you realize like, wait, now I'm also becoming a copywriter and a website designer and a photographer and a social media marketing expert. It can end up being a lot more than you initially wanted to sign up for if you were just thinking, yeah, I just want to like yap on a microphone for an hour per week. That's definitely possible, but usually people end up biting off more than they can chew. And then quitting. And so if you can be realistic about the output, I think you'll be able to thrive with your podcast for much longer. And I also feel like there's going to be a resurgence of podcasts. It feels like a few years ago, everyone and their mom started a podcast and then everyone and their mom quit podcasting because they realized how much work it was. So now I do feel like there's an opportunity where people are feeling lonely again. And the internet is very like supportive of third spaces right now and like micro niche communities. So I do think it's a great time to start a show if it's on your bucket list for the year.
Yeah. And like you said, I think doing it by the season is such a great way to make it attainable. And also you could do it once. And then if you do a really good job, people will start to hear about it. Like there's so many podcasts that have gone viral years later. Not that everyone's trying to go viral, but they did such a good job with 8-12 episodes that those stand alone and through the test of time. You know, a lot of storytelling podcasts or investigation, anything that provides knowledge or value is going to withstand through the years. And so if that's something that resonates with you, then I say do it. Like if you live in a cool town and there's a lot of history, maybe you do a podcast deep diving into the history of your town. Or if there's a cold case, I mean, a lot of podcasts about solving these cases get big because they do these seasons or one season investigating a unsolved murder mystery or whatever. And then they actually end up solving it. So there's just so many cool things that come with podcasting. And then again, if you have any desire at all, I would encourage you to go for it.
I mean, I could definitely keep coming up with other things I've loved about the podcast and other favorite things. But as this is in our farewell February, is there anything relieving or exciting that you're looking forward to by stepping away from the podcast? Because two truths can exist. We won't be offended. And I also have some things that feel relieving. You know, I think anytime you let something go, there you can miss it and be sad, but there's also like that sense of relief from making the decision and just knowing that action is being taken.
I mean, yeah, there's so much hard work that goes on behind the scenes that you guys do not see and that we don't ever really talk about. Like after we record, Allison will read the transcript and make edits, and then our editor will send us the edit, and then I'll listen to it, and because things get missed. And then so every single time we record, both of us are reading or listening to the podcast once or twice. Because again, we, like I said, we've put out quality content. I don't think we have many errors with the show. Like we really do make sure we're putting out a good product. So that's hours and hours of editing and writing descriptions. And so I guess I'm excited to not have to do all the not so glamorous work behind the scenes. I guess that'll be nice. But no, I mean, the pros always, always, always outweigh the cons. We've been doing that for 5 years. And if that had bothered me, I'm sure it would have ended a lot sooner. So, I mean, yeah, that'll be nice to not have to, or, you know, I'm laying in bed at 11 p.m. on a Tuesday. And I'm like, oh my God, I didn't schedule the podcast. And I have to get up and go upload and schedule it. That doesn't happen too often, but that has happened in the past few years. I'm like, oh my gosh, how did I forget? So that's nice that I don't have to worry. It's like forgetting your homework, waking up and being like, oh my God, I didn't do my homework. It's that stress. So yeah, I guess like I'm relieved to not have that on my mind. But I mean, I guess like with the whole route of choosing to step away is I'm excited to see what else I can build and see what else can go from idea to reality. And yeah, I guess I have that to look forward to.
I mean, you're so creative and so multi-talented that having more time and energy to put into all these other ideas you have, I'm sure feels really exciting to get, honestly, maybe like 10 hours back in your week. Like, it's not that recording takes 10 hours, but you know, there's a lot of different facets of the podcast because we're scheduling between Kara and I. Something I've relieved is now that we're on different time zones and I'm 7 hours ahead, scheduling has gotten much more complicated because it's either really early for Kara or really late for me. So basically, it's never at a desirable normal time for either of us.
Right.
And so we're both trying to, you know, balance each other's schedules, or if Kara's traveling or I'm working, it can be really complicated to coordinate schedules. So we have like one channel where we're like coordinating schedules, and then we have the Patreon episode, which is once a month. And sometimes the Patreon episode will land on the same day as a public episode, and then we have to get two in. And that's always a tough week because then we're making two outlines, two recording times, two edits, two descriptions, linking everything. And then my brain is like, wait, what did we say in one episode? And what did we say in the other one? When I'm like trying to write out what was in each episode. And then we have the website with that blog post. So there are definitely so many side tasks that we've put on ourselves because we care. But even like, oh, now I have to start going through the bookkeeping to do our tax return.
Oh my gosh.
Or we'll have a sponsored ad read. Like, I forgot to do the BetterHelp one. I'm totally outing myself, but we had the Shopify one due like 3 days ago. And I didn't even see the BetterHelp deadline. And now it's like, oh shit, now I have to contact them, see if they can open back up the portal submission to get it in there. So there's just a lot of tabs open with the podcast at all points in time that, yeah, we don't talk about a lot. And I'm sure people wouldn't imagine is there. Oh, and one other thing with the sponsors, we have to listen in the episode and find when is a good spot to put the ad in. And so then it's like, you're listening. Okay, yeah, 26 minutes and 41 seconds. That's perfect. Put it there. Oh, I said something about these jeans that I would link them. Okay, put it there. So it's not just like listening on a walk to our show ever in like a leisurely way. If we're listening, where it's like, okay, what is a good title? What do we talk about? What do we need to link? What episodes were similar that we're going to include in the description? And I guess if I continue the show, I'm still doing all of these things. So that's not really relieving. But validating your reason, if anyone's just like, oh, why couldn't you just stay? It's just like chatting with your friend for an hour. It's definitely not. And you're very valid for needing to reprioritize the 5 to 10 hours a week dedicated to the show to put into other projects that you have.
Absolutely. And while you're talking about the sponsors, I thought of a funny side tangent of just like a random thing. I don't think we were ever talked about, but sometimes we'll get negative reviews about our ads. Like, we've gotten negative reviews or negative comments on Spotify. Like, would love the show if you guys didn't do an ad on supporting XYZ, like these random ads. And our show does radio ads in the beginning based on your location or like based on what you search, what you like. And it's so funny when we get those comments. I'm like, one, we've never did a sponsorship with whatever you're talking about. It's a geolocation ad based on like what you're searching. So it's always funny when people comment that stuff. Or if you ever see those comments and you're like, what is this person talking about? Because I get it on other podcasts I listen to as well. It's something that like Spotify does, or I don't know who's doing it, but they'll do ads targeted to you based off like your Spotify profile or whatever you listen on. And it's funny because we've gotten like controversial, like, I can't believe there's an ad for this on your podcast. I'm like, girl, welcome to the internet. That's based on what you were searching, based on who you are. So sorry to break it to you, but that's your problem.
Yes, because to clarify, if this world is confusing, guys, there's host read ads where like Kara and I are reading the ad script for Shopify and we've worked with Shopify. They give us a script. We bake it into the episode. And then there's like the radio style ads where it's just some random person talking and it just gets slapped onto our episode. Same as like if you're on YouTube or if you're scrolling TikTok and an ad just goes in there that's targeted to you. Because same, I had someone close to me one time be like, why did you have a McDonald's ad on your podcast? And I'm like, you just outed yourself because that's all you. Like,
you're their target customer. So yeah, you must be looking up a McDouble or something in your free time.
And don't get me wrong, McDonald's fries hit here and there. But yes, we did not have like a partnership with McDonald's that was targeted to that individual person. And it's interesting how it changes because if I listen on my phone here in the Netherlands, I get Dutch ads.
Yeah.
And when I lived in Mexico, I got all ads in Spanish.
Yeah. I'll get like Home Depot ads. I'll get like tax return, like TurboTax. Like it does not matter. It's always different. So if you've ever noticed that those radio ads, if you obviously you must have noticed them if you listen to the podcast, but it's all different for every listener.
Yeah. And we don't have much say over that.
No, we don't. So if you don't like them, sorry. But we have gotten like at least a handful of times funny DMs or comments or negative reviews. Like, I can't believe you had this ad. It's like, girl, we can't do anything about that. I'm sorry.
I'm glad we shared that. We're really spilling a lot of behind the scenes secrets in today's episode.
Maybe that's what the title will be. BTS having a podcast.
I love it. Oh, what a bittersweet episode. Like you said at the beginning.
I know. Which that's why we chose to share on this episode, because it was the announcement, but also it was the reflecting. It was the sharing the good moments, the bad moments, the hard moments. But all in all, there's so much to be proud of, so much more to come. And again, from the bottom of our hearts, thank you guys so much for being here, for being an Already Friends listener, for being part of the community. You guys are the bread and butter of the show. This would be nothing without having the people to listen to it, to be a part of our show and our community. We love sharing your guys' peaks of the week, celebrating your wins. That's another part of the show that I love. I feel like we get to bring positivity to every single episode with sharing these uplifting moments that you guys are posting. And it's so fun to see someone's peak of the week go from like, got a second round job interview, to like, I got the job. And it's like, just moved to this place. It's like, we see your progression and we get to see your guys' lives changing.
I just got goosebumps.
Yeah, no, it really is. It's like, we're seeing you guys glow up and grow up and become the better versions of yourselves. And it's not just us talking out to you guys. It's like you guys talking back to us and having these conversations. And yeah, it's a community. So I feel like if we're talking about the worst parts about leaving the show, it's like not having direct access to our amazing community in this format. Of course, I would love to stay connected to all of you guys. And if we're not friends on social media, make sure to DM me. Let's be friends. But yeah, I think that this format of our community, like having this channel or the way that we communicate with you guys on Patreon or through the show, like it's so special. And I'm definitely going to miss that the most.
Yeah. I love the peak of the week too, and our What Would Your Bestie Do episodes. When you guys send in situations or things that you need advice on, I'm always really honored and flattered that you think that we could provide an answer or hear you out in a way that could positively impact your life. So thank you for trusting us with your difficult situations. And thank you for sharing your highs through the Peak of the Week box. Both of those listener elements of our show add something really special to Artie Friends, and it wouldn't be the same without those.
Yeah, it's way less about us. It's about all of us and celebrating everybody's wins, everything that they're doing. And yeah, we could not have done this for 5 years without you guys. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, make sure you guys go to our Instagram at Artie Friends Podcast and submit your Peak of the Week the next few weeks to have Kara possibly read some of these over the next few weeks, because it'll be her last ones.
Yes. Oh, again.
And
so
same with What Would Your Bestie Do? That will be your final, yes. Final episode.
Yes.
On Wednesday, February 25th. So if you go to our website, artiefriendspodcast.com, there's a WWYBD tab where you can submit a question. So that'll be your final chance to get Kara's take.
Yeah. If you ever wanted my perspective on anything, now's your chance. No. That's perfect. Well, thank you guys for being here. Thanks for listening to another episode of Artie Friends. We'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Bye.